Thanks to decades of effort, Richard Doll and his colleagues proved that smoking is bad for your chest. In fact, the lungs of very heavy smokers become stained black or brown with carbon deposits. But no one knew whether this was a cause or just a consequence of various other smoking-related conditions like emphysema or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, where sufferers find it progressively more difficult to breathe. Now, Farah Karadmand at Baylor College in Texas has discovered what that brown pigment is. By exposing mice to a pure form of it, she can trigger lung disease identical in many ways to that suffered by smokers and coal miners. So it looks like a major culprit in chest disease is just carbon.
The story began when a graduate student in my lab isolates a particular cell type from the lungs of humans who've smoked. That particular cell just appears to be dark in color. And repeatedly, he came to my office and showed me these cells. And repeatedly, I very much explained that this is what's been explained in pathology textbooks, that smokers collect dark material within their lung. And so his next question for me was the origin of this dark material. And I referred him to pathology textbooks that describe this as anthracotic particles, the nature of which was rather elusive. And so he went on to disintegrate the cells, the result of which ended up being a very fine material that really was visible by naked eye. That's when we contacted our colleagues over at Rice University. They decided to give the composition a try to understand what the chemical nature of this dark material was.
So what was that dark material? When you look in those cells, the stuff that's staining them black, what is it?
When I got a phone call back from our colleagues at Rice University, their first question was, where did you get these fine particles of 15 nanometer, which is 15 billionth of a meter, very small particles that are pure elemental carbon black?
So how did you then tie the presence of these particles in the lung to the disease process? Because they could just be there as an innocent bystander. The fact that they're in the smoke that the person breathes in doesn't mean necessarily they're connected to the disease process, does it?
The connection with the disease process was the particular cell types that these nanocarbon black collected. In fact, if you take these same cells isolated from the lungs of mice that have been exposed to cigarette smoke and transfer these cells to naive mice, meaning mice that have never seen cigarette smoke in their lives, a similar pathology starts happening in their lungs, meaning that there's quite a bit of inflammation and changes that are consistent with a smoker's lung is now shown in the mice that had never seen cigarettes. Therefore, for the first time, it connected a particular cell to disease formation.
How do you think that those literally just little particles of carbon are causing the disease then? What are they doing to the cells that they end up in that leads to that disease, both perpetuation in one animal, but also the ability to transmit that disease to another?
When nanoelemental carbon black accumulate in these cells become activated to try to undo the damage, meaning that they are now encountering a danger signal that they're trying to alleviate. And therefore, they turn on a whole program of genes that we have identified, some of which are important in DNA repair damage, for instance. When they turn these genes on, the result of which results in an activated cell that then can direct the cells of your immune cells, cells that are normally there to protect you against foreign invasion or dangers, it can result in inflammation in the lung.
But how do you know that it's the carbon particles that are doing that per se, and not, for instance, something stuck to the carbon particles? Because when these come into the body, they're going to be laden with a whole range of other hydrocarbons and other materials from the burning cigarette or whatever other forms of pollution you've been encountering, aren't they?
This is an experimental model where we had access to highly purified elemental carbon black that was devoid of any material that could have possibly been attached to it. And they all experimentals that were performed in my laboratory used particularly a form of elemental carbon black that is 99.999% pure.
It seems very surprising that given the ubiquity of fine particles of carbon in the environment, that the lung hasn't evolved a way not to respond like this, to clean itself out. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, in fact, the lung does clean itself out for the most part. And this is perhaps the reason why we find these heavy, dark stained material only in the lungs of heavy smokers. It's a matter of the amount of material that the lung can handle.
So it's once the system gets overwhelmed and can't remove the material sufficiently fast that the damage then begins to set in. That was Farah Karadmand.